Despite a heavy push by hospitals and businesses, the Wyoming legislature once again voted down Medicaid expansion. It means the state will not receive $120 million in federal funds a year to address some 17,000 people who do not have health care coverage. And it will also not help address the millions of dollars of uncompensated care faced by hospitals who are forced to treat those without insurance. The legislature's Joint Health and Labor Committee will spend the next several months trying to find a Wyoming solution to these issues without federal dollars. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that will be a challenge.
Wyoming Governor Matt Mead remains upset that the legislature ignored his plea to expand Medicaid. He says turning away $120 million does not make sense. The governor says now trying to spend state dollars to address health care needs makes even less sense. He notes that health care is expensive.
But I don't see us doing it as a state for $50 million or $60 million, and I don't see where we're going to get $50 or $60 million in perpetuity.
Senator Charles Scott of Casper agrees with him.
Yeah, and it'll have an even tougher time now the price of oil has collapsed. You know, our state revenues are down, and you can't do a large, expensive program the way you could a few years ago.
But Scott, who co-chairs the committee that will look into the issue, says a state plan is best for one simple reason. The legislature has made it clear that it does not support Medicaid expansion. So his committee will spend the next several months studying everything from what to do with people who can't get health insurance to the impacts that lack of insurance has on hospitals. Lovell Representative Elaine Harvey is the committee co-chairman. As she sits outside the House chambers at the close of the legislative session, she admits that Medicaid expansion would have helped low-income people in the state. But now it's up to the committee to find ways to make health care available and affordable.
We do have the highest medical costs in the nation. And so why is that, and what can we do about it?
Harvey is a fan of what are known as Wyoming Health Centers. They are essentially clinics that provide health care coverage to low-income people on a sliding fee scale. They provide primary care and can act as a regular health care provider, or what is called a medical home to low-income people. The problem is that there are only a handful of these facilities in the state, and there are lots of people that don't have access to them. Harvey wants to see if they can fix that.
So we're going to identify some of those gaps and see what we can do to bring health care back to primary care.
Wyoming Primary Care Association Director Jan Cartwright oversees the centers in the state. Obviously, she believes that expanding the centers would help provide health care to more people, but she says they are costly. And it's surprising that some in the state would look to pay for health centers themselves.
Well, I do think it's ironic that we would put forth state dollars to do all of that when it's an easy and affordable move to just expand Medicaid and bring in all those federal dollars.
Cartwright says Medicaid expansion would have brought more money into the state's health care system, reducing health care costs for a simple reason.
Medicaid is health insurance, and it does provide them the opportunity to go seek care at whatever provider they want to see.
Health insurance generally keeps people out of emergency rooms, too. This is the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. Many hospitals like this one are required to provide free charity care to low-income people. It's part of what is known as uncompensated care. Phyllis Sherrard is vice president.